welcome to Distinctly Well. I'm your host, Leo Tonkin. And in each episode, we engage in insightful and distinct conversations with a variety of experts, innovators, thought leaders, and friends, exploring what it truly means to live and be well in all facets of life. Let's explore, learn, and grow together. Welcome to Distinctly Well. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Distinctly Well. I'm your host, Leo Tonkin, and I'm really looking forward to today's conversation. We have Deirdre Strunk, who has an amazing background. Many people who are going to be looking at this and listening know who she is. But I love the fact that you, years ago, I guess you've been in this for a few decades, couple decades at least, as a massage therapist, and then training massage therapist, and then spa director, and then operations. And now you're heading up global wellness and spa for Canyon Ranch. And you've been there for, I don't know now, what, 8, 10 years more?
Yeah, nine years. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you taking time out to do this. I know you're, as we were just talking prior to this, you're right now, opening up something that's really new and exciting. Just tell us about that, and then we'll kind of dive in.
Yeah, so we're bringing a wellness club, our very first one of its kind for Canyon Ranch. We've been talking about it for years, so really excited. Wellness club. So this is our first membership. You know, day guests can come, but also membership for Canyon Ranch. And so the local folks in Fort Worth become members, which we have heard a lot over the years that people want to have us every day. So a lot of times guests come and say, can we take you home with you, take you home with us to the providers? So now we're doing that for people. And so really excited to be able to bring a piece of this to a community where people can have Canyon Ranch every single day in their everyday life. And the community support has been amazing. And the membership signups have been just coming in. So it's been really exciting.
Well, I mean, obviously Canyon Ranch has been the pioneer in wellness guidance, I guess you would call it, in a sense of, I don't know, for 4 decades now, and really are the OG of really creating the wellness resorts and having people really pursue well-being. And people go, you know, out west, or they'll go up northeast, and that was the whole resort, if you will, where people would come and they would be more in this immersive. And so what's the shift? Why now moving into the communities? Is this a new strategy and a brand, and how you're bringing wellness? Do you point to community?
Yeah, we definitely plan to expand far and wide with these wellness clubs, because we do feel like this is really important to bring to people daily. So we have performance scientists here. We have sports health and medicine. So that people can get every day, and they can really continue their longevity, we think, by really taking what we do and being able to have access to it daily. Instead of coming once or twice a year to the resorts like many people do, they can still do that, but then continue on here with the team here. And so bringing it to all these different communities is, I think, going to be really exciting for people, because though I think there's a lot of people working in this space, we still have that piece that is still really different of what we do with our guests. And we always try to stay ahead of the technology and the training. And so I think bringing it to communities, I think, is what's been really exciting for people, because they can really stay on their path and their journey.
No, I think that's great. It's part of the continuity of it all, you know, being able to touch your guests and members throughout the whole journey. Of what they're doing and being an extension. What was the impetus? I mean, obviously you guys have been doing this for quite a while. What was it that had you kind of push it to this level? I mean, what have you been seeing that's been evolving in the whole spa wellness fitness space?
I think it's that we put people on these really great programs in the resorts, and they, you know, they see the nutritionists, they see the doctors and all that. And then they come home and they have this really great program, and they're like, okay, now what? Where do I do this? Where can I really do this and continue this? And so we thought, okay, we need to do something where we're really putting Canyon Ranch and making Canyon Ranch accessible to a lot more folks, right? who maybe haven't visited a ranch before. And now they come in, they get a taste of what we actually do. And then they want to go to the ranch because they're like, I want to do this on a much bigger scale. And so that was the thought process behind doing Wellness Clubs.
I know, Deidre, that, you know, you're in Fort Worth, Texas now, opening up your first wellness club, wellness center there. And I appreciate that you have all this assessment, but what's available? What are some of the modalities as well of what's included in the space for the members?
Yeah. So we're going to have something called the Vitality Studio. And so we're going to have hyperbaric chamber, salt therapy, red light therapy, infrared saunas. So a lot of really great recovery space for folks as well. And that's all going to be included in their membership.
There's also some spa element as well.
There is. So the first floor is our fitness and all of our health and performance experts are on the first floor. Second floor is all spa space. And then on the third floor is our Vitality Lounge, our membership lounge, that is just for members.
Very cool. Very cool. And so what kind of, is this your standalone? Is this in a building? What's the model that you're going after on the real estate side?
Yeah, I'm really not going after anything. We're really just going after something that makes sense for what our needs are. And so, you know, this was a really good test, but we are attached to a hotel and also residents. So we're kind of sandwiched between the Crescent, Fort Worth, and then a brand new residence building is going in next to us. So we're in between those. So from hotel guests to our members to our residents, they'll all have different types of access to our facility. Yeah.
Very cool. I mean, you've been doing this for some time and I'm just curious, what do you see in terms of the consumer? What behaviors have been changing? Obviously, the pandemic may have pushed the needle a little bit, but obviously the timing of this, do you see that in general, consumers, what they want is changing?
I do. I think that they've become a lot more savvy. I think that there's a lot of information out there. So I think you have to, when you're, you know, choosing what you're putting in your spaces, you have to really do your research to understand the best brands and like yourself, who's the best in the space and use them and partner with them. Because I think that people really do their research when it comes to all things wellness, because I think there's so much information. And I also think that people really care a lot more about it, right? Like spa is ever evolving and it's so different than it used to be, you know, so much more than massage. And people, I think, have just this higher expectation of what should be in spa spaces and wellness spaces. So I just believe that what's changed for the consumer is that they just become a lot more educated.
Yeah. And what about from an operation point of view? Because you do have now a whole different, workforce, if you will, a whole team, a whole different level of how all that comes together. How do you see that shifting?
I also think, I also think that having experts too, like you have to have the experts. You have to have people that either have a following or, you know, and we have a certain level of degrees that our health and performance team have to have in order to even apply with us, because we want the best of the best. And a lot of our health and performance teams come from the U.S. Olympic Committee, where they, you know, have been working with athletes and things like that. So I think also when we talk about the consumer has access to a lot of people that do, whether, you know, Instagram or TikTok, and there's a lot of information out there. And so I think people really do their research on your providers. And so it's interesting, but you really have to have the best of the best.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some of the challenges that you have right now? I know that you are hands and knee deep and back in the operations on the boots on the ground, so to speak. Is it still like it was when you opened spas before, or is it different now?
Yeah. You know, I don't think anything changes when it comes to construction and things running on time and being able to get supplies and all the things that you need. But, I think that the staffing is still definitely an issue. You know, therapists wise and just getting people. I think the industry is changing in that people, I think, you know, when we talk about wellness, I think people understand that like working is not life, that you know, what do they say? You work to live, not live to work. Unless you're like me, I kind of live to work. I really like it. So I think it depends, right? If you love it, you work. I love what I do. So I'm lucky that way, but I think the staff really needs a lot more balance. They need a lot of love, which I never mind giving. But I think that it's just a different expectation in the workforce now of what people expect from their employer. And I think you have to come with some great benefits. I think you have to come with great team environments, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's just different. Like, you know, I think, any of us in my demographic of age, I think, you know, it was like, you work hard and how you're successful. And that's what you do. You work hard and there's no other choice. And now it's like, I think that our kids saw us work really hard their whole lives. And so I think they think, I'm not really sure I want to do that. I want to have a great job, but I don't maybe want to have to work as hard as my parents did. That's how I'm seeing this next generation. And it's not negative. It's just very, very different than what we're used to.
Yeah. You know, working, you know, as you know, when you're doing, let's say, as a massage therapist, you're, you know, busiest time are the weekends. You don't have weekends off, or, you know, what about nights, and being flexible. And really, to your point, you know, just like consumer behavior is changing, so is the workforce in this industry shifting. And it's evolving. Do you see, any embracing of what Canyon Ranch and the Canyon, wellness clubs are doing to embrace artificial intelligence? Yeah.
You know, we are starting to move into that space. We hired a chief product officer about a year ago. And so it's been really interesting to watch that evolve. We launched a few years ago, but we have relaunched the app, when the club opened, to do some pretty great things for people to be able to schedule and, you know, just kind of, we were a little bit behind, and now I think we're catching up to that. And so he is very interested in artificial intelligence when it comes to, all things technology. But I think if it's treated right, it can be really beneficial in a lot of ways to the guests, because it really helps the guests with ease of a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in the same mindset as you, right? Which is, you know, how is it can be impacted? Obviously from a marketing point of view and, you know, what you can do and learn from the data. But I would think with what you're opening up with these, going from the ranch to a club, the continuity of, I know at least for myself, you know, when I talk about my health care, it's one thing when I go to my doctor, right? And it's like, I'll get my blood work done and they'll do a certain amount of things. And it's almost like, that's about it. You know, am I really being taken care of? And I think we're seeing more of a healthcare and self-care come together a little bit more. And, you know, the expression of being the CEO of your own health that I've heard around. And so if I had data coming to me, and like what you're talking about with this assessment and ongoing, whether it's measuring my respiratory and lung function, or it's measuring my heart rate variabilities or my cardiovascular, or even getting sleep, which is so important that people don't recognize. And, and you talk about working hard. How do we really organize ourselves? I mean, I wear this Aura ring and I got a Whoop and I try different things, and at least it gives me a benchmark, right? You know, when I wake up in the morning, I look to see what it says. And in a certain way, I wonder if I'm being duped by, oh, I didn't sleep so good, so now my day's going to be bad, or, oh, I got it. But anyhow, it's like, how do we really use these tools for not just longevity of life, but quality of life? And that's, to me, I think what when I think of Canyon Ranch, that's what I hear and feel about the brand. And it's so interesting what you guys are doing. What's the plans of doing these clubs in other locations, or what are you planning on?
Yeah, we have plans to do a lot more. So we're pretty excited about where we're going and the go forward. And we're also putting another resort in Austin. So we're really excited about that. It's been a long time since 1989, since we've done a resort. So, we did Las Vegas, which is not a resort, but in 1999. And then, you know, obviously we have Woodside, California, but to do a resort from the ground up, we're pretty excited about that. But I think it's to continually stay ahead of what's happening. But I think that that's, for me, one thing that makes me the most proud working for Canyon Ranch is that we were basically the founders, right? We, Mel blazed that trail, and, you know, people were doing yoga and men were doing aerobics, and that was weird at the time, right? And so, so I feel like some of these things we've been really doing for a long time that everybody else is kind of catching up to. And I feel like we're still in that space. I think, you know, like one of the services that we do is a Neuraxon, and the Neuraxon is a service where you, it does your gait. So it tells where muscles are weak and things. And then the team can help you work on what that is. And then you can do your gait again and your gait improves. And so I think, like you're saying about the Oura Ring, I actually think that this is an amazing tool because though I know what you're saying when you say, oh, is it, you know, I didn't get enough sleep. Am I going to have a good day? But I think you can feel it in your body. So I think what this actually does is just verify how you're actually feeling, right? Because I can tell you, yeah. I know my score is going to be high when I get up if I ate really well, got my heart variability is going to be really great if I've had enough water for the day, right? I'm hydrated, all the things. And I know when it's not going to be because I ran around all day and I didn't stop to drink water, you know? right. And so I think it really just verifies what our body, what we're knowing in our body. So I do think it educates us. I think what Kenny Ranch's job is to keep you on it, because I think we can get busy and I think we can go to this meeting and run here and go there and take care of the kids and all the things. And then we stop. And so this, on top of the data that Kenny Ranch gives you and the people and the meetings and all of that, and think about having a health coach too, like in the club, is that they're the ones following up going, did you get your workout in? Have you been drinking your water? Are you doing? And so when you see that person every single day, even if you don't have a appointment with them, but you see them on the gym floor, you're like, oh, I need to make sure I'm drinking my water.
Right.
And maybe going and eating that wasn't the best idea or whatever. Right. And so I think sharing the data and the more data that we have and the more that we can check on our data, doing BOD pods, DEXA scans, all those things, those are what keep us, I think, accountable. And I think that that's what the health and performance team does. I think they keep you accountable for, you know, our choices, because we can get off track. We all do it, right?
No, it is. I mean, you know, my whole career, I mean, yes, I have the salt therapy and other wellness modality space, but my whole career has been in organizational development, strategy, and culture of businesses. And I started back in the 90s with Stephen Covey. And when I look at the seventh habit of sharpen the saw, and really taking care of yourself, it's been around forever about this. And it's as if now, especially our generation, right? I have grandkids now, and I'm like, what's life look like? And people are talking about, you know, living to 100 and 120 years old, and it's not far off. It's happening.
Right.
And you really want to be accountable for your own health. And part of that is having a coach, having somebody to hold you to account. But I also think, as you're talking, the work-life balance is really important. And while I do appreciate being a grinder, right? I love it that it's like you're out there doing it. We're always doing it. I think we need to relook at that somehow and incorporate that in those assessments. And I think, you know, from a corporate wellness perspective, which I do a lot of work in, it seems that this club isn't just necessarily for the community of members. So have you thought about, you know, given you're in the community and you are reaching out to illicit, you know, members and people who've gone to the ranch and now back to the club, what about the corporate environment? What about corporate wellness and reaching out to the local, you know, companies and everything? Are you offering anything that really will help them and reduce their healthcare or provide benefits for them?
Yeah, great question. We actually just wrapped up yesterday putting together a whole wellness program for corporations. So our membership manager will begin to reach out to corporations and start doing corporate wellness. So really excited about that, because I do feel like it's really important. And I do feel like it's a great benefit for people to be able to have that in companies and where they work. And I do think that that will make a difference in people's choices of going to work for a company, because I do think that, like we were saying earlier, I think people are looking for a lot more out of their employer. And I think we can definitely offer that to people.
Well, are people able to use their FSA or HSA money if coming to you? Do you know that?
Yeah, our HR director has been looking into that. Because we want to be able to do that for people. Absolutely.
And that's where I'm seeing a lot of things shifting in third party pay, and seeing how wellness is lowering healthcare costs. And this is all part of that movement, if you will, in getting towards there. It's very cool. What is it that Deirdre does to be well?
So I love boot camp and I love yoga. So I usually do boot camp in the morning, because I love to lift. But I really like to do boot camp. I always tell my husband, I'm like a dog. I need to be walked. I got to get all my wiggles out in the morning, and then I'm like great for the whole day. Makes me feel great. And I love a great restore yoga class, but any type of workout I can do in the morning, is my favorite. I mean, of course, I love spa services, but not as much time as I would like for that. But as long as I can get my workout in, I'm a happy lady.
Yep. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Well, Deirdre, I know you're in the middle of operations for some that see a flashlight light going on, a fire alarm happening and testing of just opening. I love it. We got it captured on our podcast. So this is really a live podcast and how we do things.
Bring it.
You know, I know we're going to be doing work. We're doing work together, but it's just, you know, when you start to look at the companies and the brands that have really set the bar for what health and wellness is about, Canyon Ranch has been the godmother, the godfather, if you will, of it all. There's probably some better terminology than I just gave it, but, being the pioneer is it. And here you guys are bringing the brand from the ranch to the communities and bringing and making it accessible. And I'm really looking forward to our partnership, but I'm also looking forward to participating. You need to get one in South Florida. You need to start putting them in all these places. I can only imagine, you know.
Yeah, we're excited to, you know, really expand out, and we're looking at a lot of locations around the country. So really excited to share that with people soon. Much more to come. And I agree. I feel grateful to be able to bring something that is so amazing to people, and to give people, you know, what we say, live younger, longer, and to, you know, have a well way of life. I feel so passionate about people having a well way of life that that's what my license plate says in Las Vegas. It says well way on it.
Really? Oh, I love that. I love that. I wanted to get one that said love salt, but I didn't do that one yet. But
You should.
Yeah. No, but I think that's great. Well, speaking of Las Vegas, I know you're going to be gearing up to do a whole renovation at the spa there right now too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Really excited to be able to renovate the Las Vegas location. And as you know, it's the world's largest day spa. So it's going to take some time, but we're really hoping we'll be done by, you know, early 2025.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Deirdre, I know you're busy and you got some fires to put out, possibly.
Literally
there. Thank you for taking time out in a busy, boots on the ground, opening up, and look forward to working together as we continue this journey of wellness. Thank you for being on Distinctly Well.
Thank you for having me. It was really nice to see you, as always.
Thanks for joining us in this episode of Distinctly Well. For all the show notes and resources mentioned in this episode, head over to distinctlywell.com. Be sure to subscribe to the show to never miss an episode, and check out the video version of each episode over on YouTube. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, live distinctly, live well.